couple videos. And as we go through the night, it's going to continue to get darker. As we begin with Jesus and the disciples sharing in the Passover meal, the Last Supper, and we will end with Jesus being placed in the tomb. As you hear the scripture read, it's being read from the back so that you can just listen to the words and contemplate on what you hear. And as you hear the songs, it's all about experiencing this service. So just allow God to speak to you as we journey through this experience Jesus had.
If I knew it was going to be the Last Supper, I would have wore something different. I'm telling you that right now. But I didn't know. Nobody knew. Who knew? But there we were, all in the upper room. And by the way, upper room is just like a bougie word for upstairs. But here we all were, eating up a Passover meal. And if you would have asked any of the 12 if we thought this was going to be our last meal with him, we wouldn't have believed you. I feel like he's been trying to teach us so many things, and I feel like it's just been going all over our heads, right? We have the meal. He washes our feet. And then Jesus, he comes back to the table, right? And he said, what did he say, Peter? He said, I have been eagerly awaiting this Passover meal before my suffering. Suffering. What suffering? I mean, this has been the greatest week of our lives, right? And then he takes a piece of this bread and he tears some off. He says, eat this, for this is my body. Do this in remembrance of me. Remember. I mean, he's right in front of me, literally. I mean, what's it to remember? And then he takes the cup and he says, drink this. Drink this because I will not drink again of this cup until the kingdom of heaven is here. Friends, drink, for this is my blood, for this is my new covenant that is poured out for everyone. So we did. And then Jesus, he says to us that one of us is going to betray him. And we're all looking around the table like, I mean, what do you mean? Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? Because here's what you got to keep in mind, right? I mean, the 12 of us, I mean, when we said yes to him, it wasn't like there was one of us that was walking around all nefarious, you know, having the receipts to prove it. We're all going, who is it? Who is it? Because it didn't make any sense. But I knew this one thing. I knew this one thing. It wasn't me. It wasn't me at all. And I looked at him and I said, Jesus, not me. I love you. I love you. I will go to prison for you. And then he said to me, Peter, you will deny me 3 times before the rooster crows. I'm like, no, 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 no. You are my ride or die wherever you go. And he was like, shh, 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 shh. Peter, Peter, before the sun comes up, you will act like I never even existed. I mean, what am I supposed to do with that, right? He's my everything. And we just keep asking him, what does it mean in a little while that you're going to go away? Well, where are you going with the Father? Can someone just please help me make sense of all this? Where is Jesus going?
Just as the disciples gathered in that upper room, Jesus invited all of them to come. And he invites us to come. Tonight, we're going to receive our communion a little different. Invite you to come and take the cup. and the bread's with it, and take it back to your seat and think about Jesus and his disciples in that room, and you're sitting there with them. He says, this is my body given for you. This is my blood, the blood of the new covenant shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. So I invite you to come and receive the body and blood of Christ. Lord God, we thank you for your grace and goodness and the offer you make to us, the grace you extend to us. And Lord, as we receive this bread and juice, may it be for us your body and blood as we receive you again and welcome you into our lives. We pray in Jesus' name.
Then Jesus went with them to a garden called Gethsemane and told his disciples, "Stay here while I go over there and pray." Taking along Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, he plunged into an agonizing sorrow. Then he said, "This sorrow is crushing my life out. Stay here and keep vigil with me." Going a little ahead, he fell on his face praying, "My Father, if there is any way, get me out of this. But please, not what I want. You, what do you want?" When he came back to his disciples, he found them sound asleep. He said to Peter, "Can't you stick it out with me a single hour? Stay alert, be in prayer, so you don't wander into temptation without even knowing you're in danger. There is a part of you that is eager, ready for anything in God, but there's another part that's as lazy as an old dog sleeping by the fire." He then left them a second time. Again he prayed, "My Father, if there is no other way than this, drinking this cup to the dregs, I'm ready. Do it your way." When he came back, he again found them sound asleep. They simply couldn't keep their eyes open. This time, he let them sleep on and went back a third time to pray, going over the same ground one last time. When he came back the next time, he said, "Are you going to sleep on and make a night of it? My time is up. The Son of Man is about to be handed over to the hands of sinners. Get up, let's get going. My betrayer is here.
The sky is dimming, the sun is going down. I'd like to find some peace here, but there's none to be found. And I know your spirit's willing, and I know your flesh is weak, but I want you to pray with me. You can do a sleep, oh, you can do a sleep. Could you hear the soldiers coming? Could you hear that awful sound? And Father, I'd like to just be with you, but you can't be found. Please, please send an angel.
The words were barely out of his mouth when Judas, the one from the 12, showed up with him with a gang of the high priest and religious leaders brandishing swords and clubs. The betrayer had worked out a sign with them. The one I kiss, that's the one. Seize him. He went straight to Jesus and greeted him. How are you, Rabbi? and kissed him. Jesus said, "Friend, why this charade?" Then they came on him, grabbed him, and roughed him up. One of those with Jesus pulled out his sword, taking a swing at the chief priest's servant, cut off his ear. Jesus said, "Put your sword back where it belongs. All who use swords are destroyed by swords. Don't you realize that I am able right now to call my Father and 12 companies, more if I want them, of fighting angels, would be here and battle ready. But if I did that, how would the scriptures come true that say this is the way it has to be?" Then Jesus addressed the mob. "What is this? Coming out after me with swords and clubs as if I were a dangerous criminal. Day after day, I have been sitting in the temple, teaching, and you never so much as lifted a hand against me. You've done it this way to confirm and fulfill the prophetic writings." Then all the disciples cut and ran.
The gang that had seized Jesus led him before Caiaphas, the chief priest, where the religion scholars and leaders had assembled. Peter followed at a safe distance until they got to the chief priest's courtyard. Then he slipped in and mingled with the servants, watching to see how things would turn out. The high priest, conspiring with the Jewish council, tried to cook up charges against Jesus in order to sentence him to death. But even though many stepped up, making up one false accusation after another, nothing was believable. Finally, two men came forward with this. He said, "I can tear down this temple of God and after 3 days rebuild it." The chief priest stood up and said, "What do you have to say to the accusation?" Jesus kept silent. Then the chief priest said, "I command you by the authority of the living God to say if you are the Messiah, the Son of God." Jesus was curt. "You yourself said it, and that's not all. Soon you'll see it for yourself. The Son of Man seated at the right hand of the Mighty One, arriving on the clouds of heaven." At that, the chief priest lost his temper, ripping his robes, yelling, "He blasphemed. Why do we need witnesses to accuse him? You all heard him blaspheme. Are you going to stand for such blasphemy?" They all said, "Death. That seals his death sentence." Then they were spitting in his face and banging him around. They jeered as they slapped him. "Prophesy, Messiah, who hit you that time?"
Have this thing. I give everything nicknames. Ever since Jesus gave me the nickname Peter, I love nicknames. It's my thing, right? And so this whole week, I've been giving things nicknames all the days of the week. Like this past Sunday, that was Super Palm Branch Sunday. I've got to shorten that, but I got a Miraculous Monday, Terrific Tuesday, Wild Wednesday, Thunderous Thursday. And because this week has been so amazing, I went ahead earlier on this week and I named Friday. I'm calling it Good Friday because it has to be good, am I right? I'm telling you, it's been so amazing. So back to Thunderous Thursday, we have the Passover meal. So many things happen that night. Then after the meal, Jesus calls us out of the garden, right? And he wants us all to pray. He asked me, James, and John to come a little bit further. We carb loaded, we kept falling asleep. But one time I woke up, right? And I'm looking yonder and I'm watching Jesus pray, and he is saying something like, "If you can, take this cup from me, but not my will, but yours." And then it went fast and furious, right? Like all chaos breaks loose. Judas kisses Jesus on the cheek. All these guards come around to arrest Jesus. And I'm thinking to myself, someone has to do something, right? I volunteer as tribute. This will be my Sparta moment, right? I grab my sword. I'm going to be known as the guy that starts the revolution right here in the garden, except I'm known for the guy that just swipes wide right, and I cut off this guy's ear. I'm Vincent van Gogh. I'm a fisherman, not a swordsman. But I'm telling you this right now, right in the middle of all of it, Jesus picks up the ear and puts it right back on the guy. I'm like, "That is so cool. Do that again." He's like, "Now's not the time, Peter." And I'm like, cool, right? And then before you know it, they take Jesus to the high priest's house. And we all just kind of scattered. I think we didn't want to be recognized, you know? Didn't want to be seen with them. So I find myself at this campfire, right? It's kind of late at night, and I'm just minding my own P's and Q's, right? And all of a sudden, this girl comes walking around the campfire, and she's looking at me, and she's like, you're with them. You're one of the disciples. You're one of the followers. And I'm telling you, every eye is on me. It is like Survivor Island, and I'm about to get voted out, right? And so I'm like, just quietly, just get up and go, "I don't know what you're talking about, all right? I just don't know what you're talking about. It's not me, okay?" Here's what I decided to do, right? I'm gonna go up to the gates. I just wanna see if I can see Jesus, but I don't wanna be seen with Jesus. Does that make any sense? So I'm trying to go up to the gate, and sure enough, another girl recognizes me, and she's like, "You're with them. You're with the man that claims to be the Son of God, aren't you?" And why wouldn't she recognize me? So many people saw us this week. I'm just like, I don't know what you're talking about, all right? It wasn't me, all right? I think throughout the night, I just didn't want to be recognized. I was trying so hard. Maybe just to be invisible, just to slink in the shadows, you know? Just get through the night. I'm sure as the sun rises, someone recognizes me, ear incident, and now that's even more bold than before, and they're like, you! You're with them, right? You're with them. You're one of the disciples. You're with the man that claims to be the Son of God, and I'm just so tired, right? I've just had the longest night. I just go, no, I'm not. I don't know what you're talking about. Just leave me alone. Just leave me alone. And two things happen at that very moment. The first is I hear the most blood-curdling sound I ever did hear in my whole life, and it was that rooster. And the second is I'm looking right in the eyes of Jesus because he has those eyes, and he was not looking at me with judgment or shame. He was just looking at me with a whole lot of love. And Jesus, that night, they beat him. Tore his flesh, they mutilated him, they punched him, they kicked him, they mocked him, they just kept saying, hey, where's your heavenly father now, huh? Who's gonna get you out of this one? And everything in me just wanted to stand up and just say, stop it! You don't know what you're doing, all right? Leave him alone! That's my Lord! That's my King! That's my friend! Just leave him alone. I caught a glimpse of him. I mean, he was hardly even recognizable. Early this morning, they took Jesus to Pontius Pilate, and from every side, it's like the swirling wind. I just keep hearing these murmurs, these whispers, and it's like, crucify him, like the whole town, just crucify him. I just want to cover my ears, but it just keeps getting louder and louder. Crucify him, crucify him. This would have been the moment, right, that the 12 of us banded together, dirty dozen, stand up for him. But we didn't. We all, Friday. This was supposed to be just a really good day. There's nothing good about it.
Jesus was placed before the governor, who questioned him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus said, "If you say so." But when the accusations rained down hot and heavy from the high priest and religious leaders, he said nothing. Pilate asked him, "Do you hear that long list of accusations? Aren't you going to say something?" Jesus kept silent, not a word from his mouth. The governor was impressed, really impressed. It was an old custom during the feast for the governor to pardon a single prisoner named by the crowd. At the time, they had the infamous Jesus Barabbas in prison. With the crowd before him, Pilate said, "Which prisoner do you want me to pardon, Jesus Barabbas or Jesus the so-called Christ?" He knew it was through sheer spite that they had turned Jesus over to him. While court was in session, Pilate's wife sent him a message. "Don't get mixed up in judging this noble man. I've just been through a long and troubled night because of a dream about him."
Someone new.
Meanwhile, the high priests and religious leaders had talked the crowd into asking for the pardon of Barabbas and the execution of Jesus. The governor asked, "Which of the two do you want me to pardon?" They said, "Barabbas." "Then what do I do with Jesus, the so-called Christ?" They all shouted, "Nail him to a cross." He objected, "But for what crime?" But they yelled all the louder, "Nail him to a cross." When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere and that a riot was imminent, he took a basin of water and washed his hands in full sight of the crowd, saying, "I'm washing my hands of responsibility for this man's death. From now on, it's in your hands, your judge and jury." The crowd answered, "We'll take the blame, we and our children after us." Then he pardoned Barabbas, but he had Jesus whipped and then handed over for crucifixion.
The soldiers assigned to the governor took Jesus into the governor's palace and got the entire brigade together for some fun. They stripped him and dressed him in a red toga. They plaited a crown from branches of a thorn bush and set it on his head. They put a stick in his right hand for a scepter. Then they knelt before him, mocking reverence. "Bravo, King of the Jews," they said. "Bravo!" Then they spit on him and hit him on the head with a stick. When they had their fun, they took off the toga and put his own clothes back on him. Then they proceeded to the crucifixion.
Innocence, shame, imminence, slain. My choice, my test, my torture, my death. Almighty is the King, El Shaddai, but still he's being held to die. Light hits my face as the sun is high. the ground shakes. He begins to cry. Violence is near, it's time to begin. He knows that he must die for my sin. The ones he came to save, mock his name. Curse him and beat him and spit in his face. Ministry forsaken without a trace. My Savior cries out but never doubts his place. Should I turn from this and flee away? But I can't now that I've seen his face. I look in God's eyes and see his hurt, beaten and flogged until he hits the dirt. In fact, they try to break him first. The passion of Christ he don't deserve. With lacerations, you could feel like Braille. Veins crushed from the pounding of the nails. Excruciating pain, he is a victim. Metal whips with cuts, they ripped him. Leather straps on his back to open up bruises. Tearing muscles from flesh for amusement. As the insults are hurled, his dislocated shoulders carry the sins of the world. Ripped apart with no heart, his spine exposed. His insults were shown, this was out of control. God's with tears in my sea, I see you, then dropped. He took my sins until his heart stopped. God with tears in my eyes, I see you, then dropped. He took my sins until his heart stopped.
Along the way, they came on a man from Cyrene named Simon and made him carry Jesus' cross. Arriving at Golgotha, the place they called Skull Hill, they offered him a mild painkiller, a mixture of wine and myrrh. But when he tasted it, he wouldn't drink it. After they had finished nailing him to the cross and were waiting for him to die, they whiled away the time by throwing dice for his clothes. Above his head, they had posted the criminal charge against him. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Along with him, they also crucified two criminals, one to his right, the other to his left. People passing along the road jeered, shaking their heads in mock lament. You bragged that you could tear down the temple and then rebuild it in 3 days. So show us your stuff. Save yourself. If you're really God's son, come down from that cross. The high priest, along with the religion scholars and leaders, were right there mixing up with the rest of them. having a great time poking fun at him. He saved others. He can't save himself. King of Israel, is he? Then let him get down from that cross. We'll all become believers then. He was so sure of God. Well, let him rescue his son now, if he wants him. He did claim to be God's son, didn't he? Even the two criminals crucified next to him joined in the mockery.
From noon to three, the whole earth was dark. Around mid-afternoon, Jesus groaned out in the depths, crying loudly, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you abandoned me?" Some bystanders who heard him say, "He's calling for Elijah," one of them ran and got a sponge soaked in the sour wine and lifted it on a stick so he could drink. The others joked, "Don't be such a hurry. Let's see if Elijah comes and saves him." But Jesus, again crying out loudly, breathed his last. At that moment, the temple curtain was ripped in two, top to bottom. There was an earthquake, and rocks were split into pieces. What's more, tombs were opened up, and many bodies of believers asleep in their graves were raised. After Jesus' resurrection, they left the tombs, entered the holy city, and appeared to many. The captain of the guard and those with him, when they saw the earthquake and everything else that was happening, were scared to death. They said, "This has to be the Son of God." There were also quite a few women watching from a distance, women who had followed Jesus from Galilee in order to serve him. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the Zebedee brothers.
This child that you deliver.
late in the afternoon, a wealthy man from Arimathea, a disciple of Jesus, arrived. His name was Joseph. He went to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Pilate granted his request. Joseph took the body and wrapped it in clean linens, put it in his own tomb, a new tomb only recently cut into the rock, and rolled a large stone across the entrance. Then he went off, but Mary Magdalene and the other Mary stayed, sitting in plain view of the tomb.
Imminence, slain, my choice, my test, my torture, my death. God, with tears in my eyes, I see you. Then dropped. Jesus Christ took my sins until his heart stopped. Zed Nigmata, it is finished.